Yo, what the fuck is up, man? We here to let y'all know something we got to goddamn do. We got Patreon, right? Let's subscribe to our fucking Patreon.
Yeah.
Please. But no, we got a Patreon if you want extra bonus content, new episodes, you mean all that fly shit. It's patreon.com/learnlino.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it all, huh?
You did.
Yeah, good to go.
You really just said everything.
Listen, man, we got that hot shit for you, so make sure you head over there. Hop on the
extra
tier.
Content, bonus content, more episodes. I mean, you all are always telling us we need more episodes.
More podcasts.
Here you go. There's your chance.
Peace.
Yeah.
I hate when you talk to women and you could tell they get into their secretary bed because they got a nigga now.
Yeah,
and at some point in time, you be like, okay. Like, you feel me? Like, it's not that deep.
At some point in time, yeah.
Oh, like, it might have happened to me, yeah.
Just now,
yeah.
Somebody said something. Somebody said something you didn't like. Point her out.
The conversation be boring, but then you'd be like, I really just don't have to have it. Like, it's not that serious.
Did you bring yourself into this conversation?
You know what it is? I answered
in a while.
You're the problem. Oh.
Yeah, so this. And I really respecting that. Sometimes I like to press the button though to see.
See how far you can go.
So it is you.
No. Right?
Yeah.
Cause
it is.
Look at this.
Let me show you something. Yeah. I just need to see one thing. Yep, the name is still there, so I don't give a fuck about nothing that you're showing me. Cause that is insane. I just want to let you know, brother.
Everybody loves everybody.
Nah, you didn't think about that, did you?
As a new Greek brethren, as a new black Greek brethren of the Divine Nine,
yeah,
you know,
what they say,
of Iota Phi Theta fraternity, incorporated. I'm here to say, I'm changed. I'm a new guy.
Sure.
My values have strengthened.
Oh,
are you going to start
Atlanta,
being nice to me?
It's strengthened. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
it's strengthened. Cause Atlanta niggas put a K before the T go, yeah. So or no, Alabama, one of them niggas.
Pennsylvania niggas, Scrape.
And nigga in Pennsylvania Scrape. Never say Scrape in his fucking life.
Never in his life.
But if probably if you go out
that's
to areas,
like,
you know?
Memphis,
yeah,
Scrape,
yeah. How was your week?
It was good. What?
How was it?
It was okay. I had a normal. Did I do anything this week?
What you do on Monday?
Seeing you.
Good.
You became an Iota. Yeah.
So everybody was invited except for me. Got it.
I didn't know it was happening.
It's cool.
I was actually secretly invited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know when it's happening.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it was, I got invited the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't have a haircut.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. But what you had showed up?
Yes, I'm. Samaj, yeah. God. But, you know, what the fuck? Why are we talking about this? This is,
you just said it.
Here. I'm sorry.
You just said it.
Cut back in.
You became an Iota.
Yeah,
you
I did.
You became an Iota. That's how we're gonna.
Lionel was at my presentation. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah,
I stared at a wall.
You were screaming a lot.
Next topic, y'all. I am Iota man now.
you were saying a thing.
I was saying things.
What's the calling?
I'm not doing
what's
that.
The call?
Not right now.
You can.
Nobody's here to do it back.
The brothers that are watching, you're letting them down, brother. You're taking pictures with other.
So should I let the call and response be empty on the other side?
I mean, I'm not going to say anything. They're going to say it back in their cars.
Ow! Ow! There you go.
Good job. Way to go, guys. Yeah. You said it back. Call and response. Yeah.
Some of the biggest was DMing me like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I didn't know you was. I'm like, nobody did. That's not a.
You don't tell anybody. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but no, I am. I'm part of Dancing Gangs.
You are.
We talked about Dancing Gangs on the pod years ago, and here I stand.
It's not years ago. We literally, that was like last year.
Yeah, like a year ago. You got to make it more. Yeah.
No.
Now I'm in a dancing gang.
You are. You're a part of a dancing gang.
But I don't know how to do the dances. So.
And y'all got to like calls and like stuff like that. What's the best part of it? To you.
I'm like 3 days in. I don't know.
So far, how long have you been? You've been training and stuff.
Yeah, but I wasn't official until a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah.
The best part is a network of people at this right currently right now, since I haven't done anything yet. I guess just meeting new people from all over the country, whether virtually or in person.
Yeah.
So that's when you fucking them Jones.
Who's the best Iota? Who's the head Iota nigga? Like, you know how like Bill Gates, Bill Gates is like the head nigga.
The nigga
of,
Kyle
like,
from Living Color. What's the joint? Living Single. Yeah, I think he's one.
Okay, who else is there? Like, is there like any iota? Like, is like
Pitbull,
50 Cent, iota. Pitbull's iota.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know. I gotta do some more history.
It would have been Flo Rida.
No, I gotta do some more research.
Yeah.
Well, it's me. I am.
You are. You're the famous. Yeah. You're the most famous iota nigga.
Yeah. That's right cool. Now. No, I'm probably not y'all. But anyhow, next topic. I just wanted to say, everybody, thank y'all for. I was about to say thanks for supporting me, but nobody knew. But yes, Ashe. How was your week?
Is that Ashe or is that tomatoes?
What was that? Tomatoes. See how I translated that? What else did you do?
I didn't do anything. Oh, we went to Tequila Talk Live. We went to Washington, D.C. to go see Tequila Talk Live.
And I had to hump Aisha on stage.
Not a thing that you would just say out loud.
That,
but yes,
I got
that
put
did.
Into that position, literally.
Well, you put yourself into that position. They said, come on stage, and y'all went up on stage.
No. They said we look for couples, and Aisha goes.
And y'all went. You could have said no.
I thought they was about to play a game.
They did play a game.
We won.
Y'all did.
I won
y'all
a rose, did. But I don't have it.
Where is it?
Aisha's car. We love everything in her car.
Oh, you won a rose? Oh, they gave away a rose?
They gave away a rose.
That's expensive.
I want that. Now I want to give it away.
Damn.
We should give it away up here.
We should give away the
rose.
Yeah,
I'm going to go get it if Aisha has it.
By way of Tequila Talk. Yeah. That should be some fly shit.
That'd be dope. Yeah. How would we do the giveaway, though?
We would just be like, who won a rose?
Kind of like how
we should do like a
live shows.
Yeah, we should do like something like our Patreon exclusive situation.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Give it away to that'd one of dope. The Patreons.
And make sure y'all use it, please.
Yes. But yeah, we went to DC. These niggas had me out the latest I've ever been out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
In my entire life.
It's been. We got back home at 4 in the morning.
Four in the morning. That was kind of insane a little bit.
Because we had to drive to another state and then pick up my car and drive to another state. So
yeah,
it was a lot going on.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of traffic.
I was about to say it seemed fast, but I was in the back seat. So
yeah, it was raining. I had to drive in that rain.
Yeah.
Also, but when people make you drive their car, you never realize how much like weight you have on your shoulders. Like, that's a big chip on your shoulder.
That's a lot.
Driving somebody else's car. I hate driving other people's
cars. I don't touch
my
phone when I'm driving people's cars.
I don't do any of that. I drive very well. Not that night. I was driving pretty quick. But usually I drive below the speed limit. Like, I don't know, man. I just don't. When it's other people's wheels, you'd be like, damn, because what if I crash this, John?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why they got insurance. But that's also, having insurance is definitely comforting, but it's also, you don't feel like that's inconvenient. Like, I just don't want to
get into it.
But when you got some bomb ass insurance, you'd be like, well, we gonna figure this out. Like, when you got full coverage, you'd be like,
I don't even know if I have full coverage. How do you?
You might got liability, which just helps the other people's car, which is cheaper.
I spend $100.
You definitely got liability.
That's it.
You don't got no full coverage for $100.
No full coverage. I refuse to pay more than that.
I mean, but if
I don't get into accidents, I'm not an accident ass nigga.
I ain't going nowhere, but I'm going to trash wood.
Right?
Yeah. I was on the phone. I was talking to Sierra, and she was talking about how she was on the phone with
Sierra.
Me when I got into the accident.
Oh, yeah.
With my truck. And she was on FaceTime.
Oh, you got into an accident?
Yeah, that's why I have another car.
Oh.
Remember I fell asleep on the E-Way?
Oh,
my niece in the car?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was on the phone?
She was on FaceTime.
You was on the phone and you were... Yeah, you see why you need to chill the fuck out?
But that's not what happened. I fell asleep. At
a stop sign.
No. It was a standstill. Yeah,
oh, yeah, it was
FaceTime.
A standstill. On.
And I woke up and I was in the back of somebody's car.
On FaceTime?
Yeah. And she was like, I was like, fuck, I just in my car. And she was like, what? I'm like, yeah. And then my niece goes,
that's also a crazy feeling when somebody get into a car accident
and you on
the
phone. Yeah, it's like,
you like, they like, I'm gonna call you back. You be like, okay.
That's how I was too. And yeah, I pulled over and I had to, some nigga told me how to get the bumper from under my car, cause I was gonna drag it.
Damn.
I was gonna keep driving forward.
Yeah.
And he said, paying back the car up, man.
Yeah, go ahead, get that thing about, like, right,
here. That truck, that bumper is still in that old home. I'm sure.
Gotta be.
I put it on the front porch.
Gotta be.
I could have dumped it, but I just put it on the front porch because, you mean, when I moved out the last joint, I left everything, bro.
Yeah.
All my jackets, all my, like, I just, I don't know. I got up out of there.
Could you imagine going to go get some pussy and you get into a car accident? That would kill the entire.
I was not going to go get some pussy.
You wasn't, but still, I'm just saying, like, could you imagine that's, like, the case?
Yeah.
You're about to go get some ass. It's, like, 1 o'clock in the morning and you get into an accident.
If I get to an accident on the way to some pussy, if my car is still drivable,
I'm gonna be like, God sending me a note.
I know, I'm still going to get some pussy.
I'm going to go get it.
Absolutely.
I'm not.
If my car is drivable, that's God's sign to let me know. You can still make it.
Push this thing through.
He gives his strongest battles to his toughest warrior. To his toughest.
This guy telling me, "Nigga, chill out.
Chill out.
Look,
yeah,
look
yeah.
at where your dick was taking you.
It's a car accident. At 2 a.m. No, it's sometimes when you drive into the cooch, you do get a lot of signals, especially like one signal is the neighborhood, the person, yeah. and then once you get closer to people's house and they stop answering the phone or answering your text,
yeah,
then you thinking it's 2 a.m. This person probably sleep.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get to the door to figure that out.
I'll bypass a lot of that. Like the neighborhood, like she could live in the craziest neighborhood. I wouldn't give a fuck. Like it's just a lot of things that I would like bypass. Like
for some coochie.
What you hungry for? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like let's just like the coochie, eat
the,
whatever.
The horniness, it really alters your fucking brain in the craziest way. Like sometimes I sit back and I'm like, I reflect on the things I did or the places I went for some vagina or like the inconvenience I went through to like get up at a certain time. And I'm just like, a lot of them times I could have just been chilling. I could have been home.
When was the last time a nigga was like, yeah, I got a stomach ache when you always talking to him on the phone, ladies? I'm going to say never. You want to know why? Because he was not letting that deter him from
ever.
Getting some pussy.
I didn't got pussy. Go ahead.
Hit it from the back with a stomach ache. Yeah, how the fuck that look?
For sure. I got pussy with the runs before.
What's happening?
I got pussy with the runs, like I with the shits.
Yeah.
One bump of my stomach, I was going to take a shit on myself.
Hell yeah.
And I went and I stroked it through.
Did you take a shit in her bathroom?
For sure. Absolutely.
Brother.
We got busy. She got busy from the door. I had to shit, but I ain't stop her. I just was like, you know what?
You
let's
kept
get
going?
Busy.
You didn't tell her, like, hold on, let me.
No, what if she even tried to eat my ass in the moment?
You stop her. No. Scooch down, brother.
No, I wouldn't have let her.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like that would have been like real weird.
She
like,
would have smelled it.
Smell what? I ain't let nothing out. I didn't fart.
Okay.
I don't fart around women. I will shit in your bathroom, but I don't fart.
I will hold in a fart.
Yeah, I will hold
in a fart. I will hold in a fart like it's nobody's business. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
What's worse though, shitting or farting?
In front of women?
Farting. I'm not like shitting in the bathroom or farting around a chick. I think farting around them is worse than shitting in the bathroom.
It depends on how you left the bathroom if you took a shit. Cause like,
like me, you break
the thing
a toilet.
Is you could fart. You could fart and either hide it or you could fart and you know, you that's literally the biggest gamble in the world.
It's hiding the fart.
She might not smell it.
Yeah.
You know, you could get it, you might get one of those off where you like, thank God she ain't smell that shit or whatever the case is. But I feel like if you left her bathroom fucked up.
Yeah,
she not gonna never hit you back.
But what if? But so, it depends on what you wearing. Cause some farts sit in your clothes. Like, if you wear sweatpants, like no bullshit. If you wear sweatpants, some of them farts sit in your sweatpants. But
they sit in your sweatpants, like sweatpants, the butt part.
Some girl tweeted. She was like, "Yo, why do niggas' cars be staying? Like, what you be sitting in your ass juice?" And I see the other day I farted. I said, "Damn, I can see why."
Yeah, niggas just be farting in here, dog. Like. Niggas be farting in their car. And the thing is, don't let you catch like a back-to-back fart. Like,
oh, it's geez, up. If I'm back-to-back, it don't get in my
shit. You farted at one light, you get to the next light, you fart again. You like, damn, what's up with me?
A nigga think black ice gonna fix it, right? Black ice just sit on top of the fart.
Yeah, when the last time you sprayed up in here, brother? Like, got a good scrub on that seat.
I remember I farted below heat with it, but right before this girl, I was waiting for her. She was taking the water to come out the crib. So I'm like, I got time to fart.
Yeah.
As soon as I farted, the door opened in the house.
The door opened?
Her coming out the house, right? As soon as I farted.
Oh, in the car.
Right. So we drove with the windows down. It was cold as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had black ice. I sprayed the black ice spray. But that didn't do nothing but just make the fart smell like I put something on top of it.
I did that before. Wow. This podcast has changed me. Yeah. I was taking a girl on a date. And I
went do.
And I farted right before I pulled up to her crib. But I really didn't realize I did what I did until I told her to come down. And I got a good whiff of it. And I was like, this shit is a lingerer. I can't just do this. So I got out the car.
And hugged
her. As she was walking. I got out the car and I left my door open.
You intercepted the bitch?
And then as she was coming to the door, I intercepted it.
As you should.
I grabbed her arm and I was like, yo, you look so good tonight. I was like, nah, I need to see a spin. I was doing a whole bunch of... I made her do a spin in the middle of the street. I said, yo, as you should. Look fucking amazing.
This you gotta kiss her on the doorway. Just get
right on the cheek, and then you go like
getting this 40-ass car.
It's so nice out, isn't it? And then you're like, all right, you know, I've just got stuck in your beauty. Let's get in this
car.
Yeah,
let's get in the car.
And then you just gotta pray that it don't stink.
Where's her car?
You're walking behind it, stinking somewhere.
Her junky ass car.
Yeah, right.
No, real shit though. Women be bad as shit and cute, but like their cars be junky as shit. But it don't be dirty. It just be junky, and it's like
shit in the back.
The floor. I'm like, how you got this much shit on the floor? And they don't even be having kids half the time. They just be like,
they be having kids.
They be having kids. They be having kids, brother. Nigga said, fuck all that.
In the shoes.
It be eyelashes on the floor. Fingernail glue. What's it? Fingernail.
You can tell the difference between a shorty with a kid and a shorty without.
Yeah,
I tell you the biggest difference.
Food.
The eyelashes, like you said, all that bullshit. Starbucks
nail polish
cup.
Remover.
Tons of Starbucks cups. Like, literally,
people that collect Starbucks
amount.
Cups from city to city is so weird.
That is a little insane.
Such a weirdo.
It's like, a little insane.
Who goes to places and gets Chicago? Stop.
Fuck you.
Nobody. Oh, that was a shot at you?
No.
That was a shot at her.
Yes, it was. You looked at me when you said it. Fuck off.
Oh, you collected something from Chicago? Oh, you did.
You know I
did. You did.
She said, I have to go. I have to go to the
it
Starbucks.
It was nice.
I have
Thank
to
you,
go.
Mike.
And
it
I
was
have
nice.
To get my new cap from Starbucks.
Nah, it was nice. That's the biggest one.
Which
why,
I did.
Why not Dunkin' Donuts?
Who the fuck wants... what? There's no Dunkin' Donuts Reserve.
Is Dunkin' Donuts... That's the shitty, John?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts
is the shitty. They got a good-ass croissant, though. I ain't gonna lie to niggas.
Starbucks got a better one.
A croissant?
Sandwich?
The Dunkin' Donuts?
We might have to rumble about
that. Remember, when we were in Chicago, my sandwich was... A croissant. I had smoked salmon. All right,
you can't talk about the one in Chicago. That's
because it was a reserve.
Yeah, that was like
no. Man, we went to Starbucks in Chicago, like and I got that weak ass egg and bacon sandwich. That shit was nasty.
We did.
That shit was nasty.
And he didn't
shit.
Even want
egg
the shit. I'm
bro,
like, yo.
This before we got to the studio with Terry, I was like, let me get an egg and bacon, Joe.
I get like my usual.
Like
I got something to drink. And he gets whatever
from
he
Starbucks?
Got.
Yeah, I got it. But
and
I was in the trenches of Chicago, though. I shouldn't have got it from there.
Yeah.
I should have got it
we
from
there. We got
my...
in the car. He was like, this don't taste the same.
This don't taste like nothing. It just was something to have.
Yeah.
It was a filler meal. What's your good fill-up meal? Like, when you before you drink, right? Because you know you got to have some food.
French fries,
okay.
French fries is pretty good.
I try to drink a protein shake.
What the fuck wrong
with
you?
Because I be feeling like... I just need something to eat. I don't.
You're but drinking. that's not something to eat.
Well, no,
eat.
That, but it do sit heavy. On it do sit on my stomach. Pause.
You need grease.
You need that grease.
Something to sit on his stomach. All right,
you're right.
That I had to make sure.
That do sound crazy.
I had to.
Black people say anything. You need grease. I don't need no damn grease.
Yes, you do.
No
brother.
Fucking grease.
You need a little
before I drink some liquor
or something. Yeah,
some
pizza.
Absolutely.
Some za.
Pizzas are actually probably my favorite.
Before drinking though?
Absolutely. Getting drunk. If you about to get drunk, you have a pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit up.
When I was in college and I ain't had no money, I would eat a bowl of cereal or I would find something to do with bread.
Yeah.
I would always have bread.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would eat. But I never wanted to eat bread by itself. I seen niggas do that.
Just eat bread?
That's a little too trenchy for me.
Call that shit a bread sandwich.
A bread. It's not a sandwich.
That's what they call it. They put two slices together.
No, it's not a sandwich. That's just called eating two pieces of bread.
You ever see a nigga put peanut butter and jelly on one slice of bread?
And then roll it?
And then you're like, brother.
That's some trenches ass shit.
Times is hard, brother. I know it.
Nigga said, we free.
Yeah, no.
At least I call it a peanut butter jelly roll up.
Yeah, they like, be like, oh, no, that's just a little quick meal. Like, nothing, no. Nah, that was your lunch. You got a lot of me.
Who invented them Incredible Jones? They ate with that shit, literally.
Yeah.
The Incredibles, who made that?
I don't know. Somebody white.
I don't know, but I used to fuck them Jones up.
I got some in my freezer.
Brother.
The Incredible? I used to.
But it has Nutella
in it. I tried
to
make my own.
Incredible?
You can.
Like you tried to rip the bread?
They have the thing.
Yeah, so you take the bread, and then you just get like a mason jar with a big opening.
Oh, a circle
press it down.
Yeah.
If you press it down, it'll...
How'd it turn out?
Not good.
Got it.
Not as good as Uncrustable. They got it figured out. It's science going on. I tried to balance the peanut butter and the jelly myself. Nah, they got it figured out.
Bro probably had organic peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
it was probably spray something inside the middle of that shit.
You ever had sunflower seed butter? No?
No, I have not had that.
Me either, my friend.
That's the fuck you had. Tell us more about that.
My friend had it.
Tell us more about the sunflower seed
butter. Oh, we just finished Thanksgiving and you had Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving?
That's very insane.
Did you? That's it?
Yeah. Why? I don't celebrate the day.
It's not happening anymore.
Oh, because of the slavery. Christopher Columbus. Why don't you celebrate Thanksgiving?
That's considered slavery.
It was my uncle's favorite holiday, and so when he died when I was in high school, I didn't celebrate after that. So I don't know what to tell you.
It did get said.
I did ask.
I was trying to talk over it because I knew the question was coming. And Lionel already knew.
Jesus. Well, way to bring up a bad memory. What the hell is your problem?
So I just,
Why would you do that?
Like order pizza or something.
She's obviously eating Popeyes because she's hurt. Why the fuck would you... Anybody would be like, why are you doing that?
Popeyes on Thanksgiving is kind of hard, though. I ain't going to lie, bro.
No, the fuck is not.
I fucks with that. I fucks with it.
Well, it hurt her.
I saw your pizza kitchen on the,
She got a tummy ache because of that.
I sure did.
From Popeyes?
It made me sick, yeah.
Yeah, Popeyes ain't.
But Popeyes,
here's the thing.
I pulled up and it was Indian niggas cooking that shit.
He said Popeyes ain't what it used to be.
It ain't. It don't hit like how it used to hit, bro.
KFC not what it used to be. They don't got wedges no more, and they don't got no that sticky barbecue chicken or the popcorn.
Let me tell you,
I might get some of that tonight. They got KFC opens the rim.
KFC don't hit like it used to. I don't even eat at KFC, honestly. Popeyes better way over KFC.
You see my phone?
You can wait until we
leave. My shit. You don't even know where your phone at?
That's a 15,
right?
Yeah,
that's 15,
a 15, bro.
So
you don't know
nothing
about this, brother.
That shit not even worth finding, huh?
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
Not when it's
that,
a 9.
It's a motherfucking...
It's that fa.
It's that fa.
It's that fa right here. You feel me? It's that fa. It's that fa la la. Yeah. No, real shit, though. You know a nigga like me. You want me to call it?
Yeah, call it, John. That shit might be on D&D.
Old Thomas in his car.
You know I'm incognito.
No, oh. You just know what a, it.
I'm not used to having a hoodie on.
Oh,
so,
shut that off because it's saying his.
They're saying my birthday. It's my phone number.
If y'all want a lot of number, just call me. I'll text DM me.
Damn.
Can we intro?
Oh yes.
Yeah, we can. Hold on. We sure can. Sugar pie, honey bunch. You know I love you.
I can't help myself.
Yep.
I need you and nobody else. That's back when all the women sang it was getting beat if they didn't get the notes right. That was a fucked up time.
All right.
Like, you used to can't get the notes right and you got hit. Like, who the fuck? Ike Turner.
Yep.
What's the boy who was talking about Diddy today? Like, the woman had it terrible in the music industry forever, honestly.
They got it terrible now.
No, yeah, right now, for sure. But back then, they have cameras and proof and shit. Now it's like, we see that shit. That's how I don't know how niggas got caught cheating in 1862. Like, it's just like, come on, bro.
Yep.
Check my Apple Watch, okay. Yeah, he's not ready. Nope. But yeah, back to how I was talking about how people got caught cheating in the 1800s.
No.
You had to really be a sloppy, dirty, right, dick ass nigga to get caught cheating. And cheating before condoms is crazy. Like, that's insane.
Before condoms at all?
Before condoms existed. Like,
cheating in general is insane, you fuck.
Well, who's a cheater on this here staff?
Nobody.
Who's a cheater on this staff?
Who cheated? Oh, you did?
No.
Mm.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I know. I know. I almost got them off. Hampton University here there.
HU? No. Shout out to
where you learned that from?
Her. She just said that.
Oh, did you?
HU? You know.
Oh, I bet. You did not say that, right?
I said it in response to him, but I didn't teach him that.
She did teach me that.
Lionel, what's up,
I'm
bro?
I'm very teachable. What's up, brother, man? Let's do this podcast thing.
Ah!
Today.
Let's do it.
It's another day. It's a new day.
To make another dollar.
A day with the boys.
A day with the girl.
The boys and the girl.
Who is now?
Shut the fuck
up. Oh, we need a real quick, a moment of silence.
Who are we commemorating? Who are we commemorating?
That box!
That was so uncalled for. That was so
And I would not give up anybody's business on this podcast. And that's it. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
What's happening?
I don't know what I am, but it's done.
What's happening? I don't even know what's happening. I am up. Oh, moment of silence.
Yep.
Cause he says, again. Shout out to Cuz. Yeah, you get to him. That nigga's a blood. He don't play about that.
He don't play about that.
You better stop.
He beat the blood about a Cuz.
Hey, Cuz, cut that. Hey. Hey, cut. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Big C. That's how they be.
Throw up the gang sign.
Big C.
Yo.
If Crip niggas did that in the hood, like, yo, Cuz.
Yeah, Big C.
Let's do that.
That's a Dragon Ball Z thing.
Yeah.
Hey everybody. Welcome to another episode Late Night
with
Lur
and
Lionel
and
Samaj
and
these
this
nuts.
Bottle of tequila that I might not drink.
Where's that from?
Thanksgiving. I was drinking tequila during Thanksgiving. Niggas got drunk during Thanksgiving.
Tequila or shower?
Just all intermediate family. Just me, my mom, and my sister.
It's immediate, not intermediate.
That's what I just said.
You said intermediate.
Intermediate family.
Immediate.
Immediate family.
Okay.
Who you talking to?
How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, who is Cuz think he is? He think he is.
Because 4 days from now, y'all gonna hear this.
Cuz thought he was fucking, you mean?
I went to, come on, I'm listen. I got 2 degrees on niggas, right?
Two of them?
No, I got one.
You got 1 degree on nigga.
How you, yo,
he said, "Where my mama bean?"
That's a degree bar. Yeah, you know who bad is shit? Remy Ma.
Nah.
Yeah, she was on Instagram Live. Brother, did she get? She got her shit.
Probably. Okay. She got her body bodied.
I was like, what?
It's a lot of bodies out there.
Where'd she get that stuff from?
I don't know if she did. She might have worked on that.
Okay.
She was in jail. They do a lot of
she would have came out top heavy.
Working out in jail.
Yeah.
Why?
They titties get bigger in jail.
All they do is push ups in jail.
All they do is suck on them.
I'm
suck on them. They ain't got nothing else to do in jail.
All right,
they fucking
in jail.
They fucking women in jail.
Yeah, that's a factory. Niggas keep worrying about these streaming ass niggas is fucking with making fun of jail and shit like that. We need to start bringing back jail porns. Where the fuck is the jail porns at?
No, not the real ones.
The real ones.
Nah.
They got phones in there. I need to see shorties.
Well, once
sex.
You know, no shorties in there filmed up because it's too much oppression.
That shit
I see my sisters locked up oppressed.
Nah, if they do something bad, they gotta get locked up.
Nah, most of the time,
these
a lot of women be getting
scandalous.
In trouble. A lot of women be getting in trouble for niggas. This girl on TikTok was counting down her days until she had to turn herself in for 3 years because she bought a gun for a nigga.
I'm dead.
Bought a gun?
That told on her. The nigga told on her.
She made a TikTok. Was it like a daily series? No.
Yeah, she was like turning myself in, turning myself about 17 days. Then the day came, she turned herself in. I'm like, damn.
You know how fucking devastated I would be?
I'm not making no TikToks if I'm about to go to fucking prison.
Yeah.
I'm not making, like, why would I be on TikTok? I'm sad.
How many years I got? Because that could actually become a thing.
If I got 2 months, then I'm making TikToks every day.
If I got a year, I'm making a TikTok.
I'm never got a year. I'm depressed.
If I got a year, I'm making a TikTok. And then when I come out, I'm going to make a book and then I'm going to sell it.
Oh, make a transition of you shutting the door.
And then
the last one is you coming out the jail doors.
The way that this shit would be, it would say 2021 was the last TikTok I put out. And then I'm like,
I'm back.
I'm home now.
Yeah.
I'm back now.
Yeah.
Last time they was doing TikToks, they was doing the 2C slide. Now look at them.
TikTok hasn't really changed over the last year though. It's all kind of the same vibe. Oh, they don't do that one no more.
No.
The kids don't do the original.
It's not the same anymore. Yeah.
Everything is like, they don't do this one. Cause that one I could get down with.
I could get down with.
I can make this one work.
Yeah.
It's called the hustle.
Can you?
Boom.
This one right here. It's called the hustle.
Boom. You know what they call this one?
The freeze.
The rock.
Because you're a rock?
Because I'm a rock.
And you also another
rock.
You are another R word.
Baby.
Real.
What the fuck is
real.
That?
Real. You a real man.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
Stop making fun of my people, man.
All my black. Who's your people? Your people?
All of them. They oppress. All my niggas, man.
The rock. Real.
And I'm the
you good? You the R word.
Well, my man just real, circuited
it. Real. I was watching something on YouTube and this nigga kept talking about how much of a real nigga he was, and all he kept mentioning was how he survived prison. And I'm like, prison don't make you a real nigga. That's like, going fact. To jail, surviving jail does not make you a real preach. Nigga. Like, taking care of your folks, staying out of jail, getting a fucking job. Because honestly, having a job is kind of hard.
I tell these niggas, man.
That's hard.
It ain't easy to keep up with that shit.
Being responsible is hard. Yeah. Going to jail kind of easy. You can kind of do whatever you want and go to jail.
Oh, go ahead.
You can. I can go to jail fast as I can get a job right now. Get busy on these things. I can smack the shit out of somebody and go to jail.
48 laws, nigga.
A power. What's the other one?
5%.
The power, the art of don't giving a fuck.
Because the black man in Plymouth Rock.
The subtle art of not giving
a fuck. The subtle art of not giving a fuck. Rich dad, poor grandma. You feel what I'm saying? If your grandma poor, the whole family poor.
Tell these niggas.
Your lineage ain't shit.
I don't know about that.
What you mean?
There's a lot of poor grandmas out there, brother.
No, not mine.
There's a lot of poor grandmamas out there, brother.
No, not mine.
They be poor.
Shout out to my granddad.
They be putting plastic on the couch. They told you it's because your butt was dirty, but really it's because they trying to save it. So that way
they smart, though.
Yeah, they smart.
They smart with money. I met somebody. One of my cousins came to Thanksgiving yesterday, but she's an older cousin.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like my mom's age cousin.
Oh.
And she's from my grandfather's side that I never met.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm like, those type of cousins kind of piss me off, though, only because, like, you not even, like...
What my cousin
never,
do?
You was never, like, in my age. No, I got a cousin like that. Like, you wasn't...
Around and shit?
Yeah, like, we can't even have fun for real. Like, we can't even talk about the same... Fun.
We can smoke
what
weed.
What y'all going to talk about?
Everybody comes
someone
together
someone your mom's
weed.
Age?
Yeah.
Some of my older family members smoke coughing
that's
on
more
the
your aunt.
Like, we might take it out. This new weed
she is not getting. She's not getting aunt yet. She's not... She not getting on just yet.
That's how they smoke the weed. They be like,
that reefer.
Where you get this from, nothing? Where you get this from, cuz?
I always find it interesting when older family members smoke. I be like, I feel like it's forbidden.
Yeah.
When I'm smoking and they like, yo, let me, and it's like, we gonna go outside. I'm like, first time I spoke with my aunt, word, I can't, not her name, I'm not gonna say, what the fuck. But I was like, you smoke? I was like, oh,
you
shit,
know who I am.
I said, yeah. I'm thinking about it, like, man, you did used to come behind a little bit.
Yeah, well, hold on. Now I think about it. You did have a little, you was a little off a little bit.
No, I said, she is smoke. We used out that bitch fry. I'm like,
yeah. She was hanging on with you.
She bought the bud. I wasn't disappointed. She bought. I said, "Oh, you really smoke weed?"
She said, "This the sticky."
Yeah, and it was good too. But it's always fun, like that transition of age when you are a child and you get like, because they don't respect you when you're 18. You got to get like 25 for your family to kind of not even
they
got to
have dirt
though.
On you. That's what it is.
Yeah,
once they get a little bit of dirt on you, then you accept it into the family,
right?
Into the
to the shenanigans. Yeah,
yeah. Because if they don't got no dirt on you, they can't really hold it over you, so they don't really want you around. But once they get a little bit of dirt.
Right.
Yeah, I know that nigga cheated on his wife. Welcome to the fam. Welcome to the older side, because now I got some shit on you.
Yeah, that's the first real conversation I had with my my other older cousin. He's a male. And he was talking about his family, how, because he was married for a while. I hope he didn't watch this shit. He was married for a while, and some infidelity had happened. And
popped out.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn, you really been with Shorty for like 35 years.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's like.
35 years, some cheating
had like 27, yeah. I'm just like
20, okay. 25 years, some cheating got at.
But it'd be the worst when your old lady at that age, she decide like, yo, fuck
gotta
it,
happen.
I'm out of here.
Oh, when she just dipped?
Yeah, like when she like, you know, when sometimes you put a woman through so much shit and they'd be like, you know, I take you, especially
go niggas
when y'all been together for like 15 years and they like, I'm going to keep forgiving. And then when they finally be like, I'm not doing that shit.
Hit the final.
And it's like, niggas really be like, I cannot believe it. I'm like, how can you not believe it?
It'd be like,
you got four forgave cheats.
They be in the wake-up call. The wake-up call be so fucking lit for them shorties because they take a trip to Jamaica and then they just forget it. And then they come back. Uh-huh. They done changed their hairstyle, changed their locks, got a whole on their crib. They got a whole got a car. The car hot as shit. You mean she out here buying all types
tires.
Of little
I'm gonna
dumb
take the tires
shit
off the car?
You mean she turned into a whole new woman? She took up. She got a hobby now.
Yeah,
nigga, you don't know her no more. She changed.
You don't.
Yeah,
that's
she is different.
That's facts.
And she bad because she popping out and she in the casino now.
She's
you like damn, bitch, I didn't even know you gamble for real.
When you start doing fun shit.
Right.
Like when you turn to a fun girl.
How you turn up? And she'd be like, I was this all along. And I just took me so it'd be that dumbass post with like a flower in the background and some white words. And it'd just be like, I didn't know I was me until I had to turn into me. And then you'd be like, damn, this bitch bad now.
This transformation has been everything.
Damn, my ex is bad. What the fuck?
I was being drained and now I'm being fulfilled.
How I miss this? How I miss this bad ass bitch, you mean?
And it's crazy because, like, when you, it's funny as shit because, like, you can go from one day, you know, you eating a shirty ass every day into. You
don't even. Every day is a little crazy. It's a little crazy. That's a little crazy. Let's go ahead and walk that back, brother. That's a little crazy. I'm not fighting it. I'm not fighting it.
But you can go from eating ass.
Brother, every day you eat.
Every day crazy. Every day is a little crazy.
You go, I got an ass eat request every day.
Every day.
After the third day, I'm like, oh. What the
fuck is wrong with you? You good?
Hold up.
He said, take the column off.
That's every day? Wait.
Yo, that's a song, by the way.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, you go from fucking with somebody every day and smelling their fucking underarms to, like, you don't even know where they at on the planet at this point.
They going.
You don't know where the fuck. They could be dead. You just like, where?
They're going. They're going. You're no longer their concern. They said, you want to act like this? You come out, nigga.
Yeah.
Going.
You go from being there, having a responsibility.
Expensive,
you know,
plates now.
She caring about feelings. And it's like.
Other niggas is buying her food.
Niggas
she's
bombing
enjoying
her butt
it.
Out and shit.
Just, she said, you don't want to eat my ass every day? I'll find a nigga that will.
Somewhere out there is a nigga freakier than me, right?
It will be a nigga that will eat your ass every day. It ain't me, but it's a nigga out there.
Yeah, booty munching ass nigga.
That's why I think I think that you should be able to find your person.
Go on bricks?
Right? No, I don't think about that. But I'm just saying, I think you should be able to find your person, but I don't think you should be able to change all the way. Like, goddamn, like, people be changing all the way to the point.
You should never
where
change. The compromising part is what? The middle, right?
That's where you come to meet. Yeah, yeah. That's where you. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you should be able to accept certain things. I'm not saying you got to eat their ass every day.
Every day, like.
But I mean, if she, like, damn, like.
Eat my ass every day.
That's a requirement.
Then you got to say, can I do it 5 times a week instead of 7?
Hey, come
it's
to
a compromise.
Yeah, come to a compromise, but don't change, though, for nobody. You mean. Don't never change all the way for somebody. That shit is ass.
Don't change all the way, but definitely compromise.
You can lean. You mean?
But I don't know how to dance.
Promethazine.
But I can lean.
Codeine.
I mean, together, bitches. Eat ass every day.
Is that Shake Some?
Yeah.
I like that song.
Color 5 Man, she a hot nigga. Come Shake Some. Ain't it interesting how an interview with an artist can kind of change your perspective on them or make you like them a little more?
Yeah. But like what?
Just anybody. Like even. Tomas, hit us up. You okay?
You all right?
Yes.
All right. I had a funny joke, but I'm not going to say it. I was about to say, is that dick got you all fucked up?
Lionel. He can't say that. It's a mic right there. He's talking into a mic. It's not me.
What you mean?
I ain't doing it. She think that I made the sound and stuff. How you feeling, Tamash? You've been rather quiet behind the desk back there. How
that's
you
what
feeling?
Happened,
that thing, fine. That thing shut
tame
you down.
Tame that motherfucking that thing, monkey, okay?
No, y'all was talking about
shut
stuff.
Shut down the motor skills.
I could not comment.
Hey, you acting all type of stupid. I just think.
You know what?
I think he's okay.
Wow.
It's crazy how certain shit will really have you looking at your person a little bit differently because. That nigga could be like a professional frisbee player. You like,
he's the best frisbee player. He gets down.
Yeah, I'm going to show up to all of his games. I'm going to do this, that, and the third. But really, it was the dick. That got y'all acting crazy. That shit got y'all acting crazy.
No,
the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
You can't. I'm about to tell him to hit you up.
No, don't. Yeah, they are. Yeah. I gave them these. all right, not like that.
Lionel did give me these pants, y'all.
They're nice.
A long
pants.
Time ago, I couldn't fit them, but
fly as shit.
I put them on now. And they're some champions.
Yeah, they fly. They fly.
I fuck with these though. Last week I had my rings on the podcast because I left them somewhere and I felt really disgusting.
We're talking about
fuck,
how the dick make you do things.
Oh, tell us how the dick make you feel.
I was telling y'all how. Sometimes, you know, you could just be any type of nigga, but if he the right type of nigga for you, he got that shit all up on you.
Slinging that thing.
You gonna lean to the point where, like.
Let's talk about how dick turns a lot of women feminine. Like, the women that's, like, real hard
right, now,
and gangster.
See, I'm not doing this.
Sometimes, like, you get, you
nah,
know a shorty didn't got fucked real good when she just, like, sure.
She softened up.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, I thought she was a little hardcore ass bitch. Where the edge is going. I thought she was willing to punch a nigga in the mouth. The whole time, you get all submissive for this nigga. Yes, daddy.
Wait, what you want for breakfast? Yeah. You had one at breakfast? You was hungry? She started anticipating needs
you
and shit.
You don't even like breakfast.
You never wanted to cook
you
before.
You told me you hated breakfast. You out here cooking sausage patties. Which kind you like? The round ones or the links?
Oh, this is good.
Shut your
I'm
ass
loving
up.
This. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
You don't even like breakfast.
Never was ever on her some breakfast type time. How you feeling, Samaj? Everything cool?
That shit got y'all going crazy. Y'all be any other day though. Y'all be like, I'll punch a nigga in his
fuck man,
right in his spleen. He talked to me sideways.
Throw that cock up in that box.
Bitch, what you say to me? You
to a nigga cock that box.
All fucking aggressive and tell that nigga yoke your ass up. Give you something good.
Slam that ass on the fucking bed. Samaj,
anything
you
want to
say?
Your car be so conflicted. You don't know what's going through your mind, huh? You was like, I thought I was.
Samaj, anything would you would like to
I
add
never
to the
thought
conversation?
I'd see myself here.
Because it had nothing to do with you right now at this point.
That walk of shame be internal. No that's bullshit. Within yourself.
Literally, you fighting demons literally within herself.
Within you, yeah. Uh-huh. You fighting demons on the walk back to the car. Literally, you don't know who you just become. The cock just boxed me.
The cock, I'm about to box your mouth. The cock boxed your mouth.
The cock just boxed you. The cock just boxed you.
The cock boxed your mouth. Anything you want to add to the conversation?
It's my last day.
Remember some certain woman was like, ew, dicks are so corny. dicks are so ugly and corny. I never want to touch one of those. I never want to touch a dick. Dicks. Dick.
All right. What the fuck?
Yo.
No.
Pause, nigga.
Anytime you turn it into a fucking
like a song, a jingle, a dick jingle.
I just turned it into a dick jingle. Is the name of the episode? Good job, Smosh. Write that down, please.
Gotcha.
Dick jingle.
That's insane.
Thank you.
That's insane.
He turned it into a dick jingle.
Nigga said, dick. I need everybody to stop starting podcasts too.
Hey, it's coming on the thing.
Oh.
It's coming on to this period.
Oh, my fault. As a nigga I used to watch on YouTube started a podcast. Yes. I think niggas is realizing that making YouTube content is 100 times harder than doing shit on Instagram. Which yes. I don't think is true.
You don't think so?
I think making YouTube videos it takes a lot more editing.
Yes, absolutely.
But the reward is a little... The reward is literally financial on YouTube.
Yes.
If you get...
Depending on the content.
Yeah, if you get a spark on YouTube and you get a, like 10,000 views a video or some shit like that, you know that might be enough to pay something a month.
If you get the same amount of views that you got on
Instagram TikTok,
and YouTube, yeah. Then yeah, you're 100% right. Especially if you like strike some gold up and get you a nice little fan base that'll.
I might start vlogging on my YouTube.
Maj was talking about that.
I just said that.
Oh, start vlogging. That'd be cute.
Talking about vlogging.
I just think if I edit a video and I get 50 views, I'm gonna break my camera.
It's a part of life, brother.
I know. That's it. I know. That's
it's
why I don't
really
want to do
part
it.
Of life. Because
if
is.
I get 30 views, and I'm be like, I'm gonna break shit. I'm gonna break something.
You would never get that little views though. That's not even realistic.
It depends.
Where you put? Well, I mean,
like, what do you?
You can try because
I have
because
then
the
I have
gym.
To go through the ugly stage of figuring out how to vlog. What am I going to vlog? My vlog style.
But people going to tap in either way.
They're going to tap in, but what if it's plan? Not? Like, what if he's saying like you gotta? Because once you start something, it has to grow.
It do.
Nobody just
grow.
Hit the gym and be like Michael Jordan.
Like
so,
wish.
Like you could come out. Yeah, the first video going to do numbers, but if it's not, you know, received well. The second video or the third or whatever. So you want to make sure you're constantly growing with your content. It's a pain in the ass.
There's a nigga on YouTube that vlogs. I don't want to say he vlog about things, but I think it's because a lot of women want to fuck him that the vlogs kind of go crazy.
Yeah.
It, I mean, because I be watching it and I'm like, he'd be like shopping at the store or it'd be like, I just moved. And it'd be like, he's a handsome brother. And, like, I think he played ball at some point or some shit. But I'm like, it don't really, like, but I like his vlog. There's no disrespect to him. I like his vlog style. But it don't really be about nothing. So I don't think, do it really got to be about something?
Not really.
No, it's just about you moving through your day.
Yeah. Not if you, Literally. I mean, listen, you watch it, right?
No. Well, I seen one of his Jones before, and then I realized that he kind of just, but he do vlog like his Instagram, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
because it don't be nothing. He'd be like, tie my shoes, and it'd be like a well put together video of him tying his shoes or some shit.
Mm.
So it's kind of, he kind of used it like an Instagram story, but it'd be like 10 minutes.
10 minutes of him just like
doing something. He'd be talking about something, why he did, why I moved to this city, or why I bought this car.
Yeah. I was telling Samaj that whatever she want to do, like write it down and then expand on it.
Yeah.
Like just try to draw it out. All of the talking points, everything that any thought that the person that's either listening or watching may have, try to have a response for that. So that way you're kind of covering all your bases.
What's your intro going to sound like? Can we make it? Let's go. It's a match. We gon' vlog. It's a match. We gon' vlog, and I'm right back at ya.
Okay.
That's good.
That last part.
And then when you come in, you go say, right back at you, y'all. It's a match.
Samaj right back at you. Is that like your catchphrase?
Right back at y'all.
Why are you asking me? He's just going.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty good. That's not good.
Right back at you. Right back at you.
Hey, and then whenever somebody says something to you in the street regularly, you have to say right back at you.
Even on your worst day.
Even on your day where you're not.
I don't want to talk. Like, I have to.
Cause you have to say it. You have to be
box
that.
Box somebody's mouth.
I don't want us to use that term for the rest of the episode.
Yo, boxing a nigga mouth is crazy. It's
very insane.
It's not.
Well,
go ahead. Which one?
Putting box in a nigga's mouth is not as bad.
And you would know a little.
Whoa.
Samaj is a face rider.
Samaj.
Please, God.
HR, somebody call him.
F4, face rider. That's what she said. That's what she said.
What?
I said that like a rapper from the 90s. Yo, F4, face rider.
That's her line name.
For real.
That's F4. Her line name.
Who?
That's her sorority line name.
No.
Yeah, F4,
face rider. What else is up with everybody? Thanksgiving, I ate loads of macaroni and cheese.
Really?
I ate some for breakfast. I ate some for lunch.
As far as leftovers go?
No.
Or the day
before
of?
I ate before it was allowed to be eaten. My mom said, you want a little bowl of it? I said, sure. Give me a bowl. They came, fucked it up. And then the day after, which is today.
I
woke up at 7:30 in the morning. And I put in the chat, I said, yo, is it too early to go get some?
It was 8 in the morning, Lionel.
Yeah.
8 in the morning.
And
someone responded, dear God, I didn't think you were talking about food.
Oh, no, I was talking about.
Is it too early
to eat macaroni? Oh. And somebody was like, dear God, I didn't think you were talking about food.
For sure.
Bro said for sure. Yeah, right.
I was fucking that shit up this morning.
Yes.
Right on the toilet.
Mac is good.
Back to back.
Wait, what?
Like the Mac.
I was going to go in the toilet, go bathroom.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course you were.
Eating it while he was taking
the
shit.
No.
Right.
No, I had to take a shit because
that's nuts.
Cheese run right through me, but I just gotta get a little taste of that.
That's gold right there.
Yeah, no bullshit. Shout out to my
Nana. I like Mac.
She got big arms.
Shout out to the Mac makers and the Mac attackers.
You made a cake on Twitter that looked nice.
I made a sweet potato cheesecake.
Nigga think he queen cake.
That shit
crazy.
Was.
Can't nobody.
Meanwhile, you eating KFC and he can't bring you no like. That shit weird.
That's not a bad.
Well, thing. I mean, you told me that you didn't celebrate it, so why
but
would
I? Still eat the food.
I wouldn't put the celebratory.
You said
food
she wasn't hungry.
I would still
in
eat
your
the
face
food.
Like that. Like
I would still eat the food. You could have asked, and I could have declined.
Is it Thanksgiving though? If it's not, if you weren't giving thanks to Popeyes,
true. There was a worker that you made their day worth it by getting the Popeyes.
Absolutely, because I'll tell you one thing, that thanks was not given.
Did you DoorDash it?
I Grubhubbed it.
So you
made another nigga work. Two niggas work on your behalf.
I will say I tipped him a lot.
Okay.
Are you giving him a big tip?
Yeah, because he was out, on Thanksgiving.
What did you say in the comment box? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm supposed to say something?
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Nothing.
Make his day.
Their name usually be like
Ramada. Oh yeah, that was the camera.
Oh, we took it off the fucking charger.
Why
for the speaker.
Oh fuck.
Shit.
Jesus.
What? I forgot to fucking put this fucking just plug it. Yeah, you just got to plug it up. Damn, I forgot to take that joint out.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was plugged into it.
Anyway, we can keep talking. We'll run back up when they come back on. But
that's fine.
Most of the names be like hashish or some shit.
Oh, let's get racist. All right, yeah, absolutely. Shit.
So you don't Ahmad. You don't know if they up.
Yeah,
big who?
Ahmad.
A bunch of time I got an Uber that canceled on me, and it was Muhammad. And then the next nigga that picked back up was Muhammad again. Different.
I like the different.
Was Muhammad? It the same Muhammad though?
Nah, it was a different Muhammad. Okay. I just would love to believe that she got a text message.
Oh, she got a dick message.
Yeah.
Look at freaky dick.
Whoa, Samaj. Samaj. Come on.
I didn't do it.
All right. Cool. Shout out to all the Rashishas, the Muhammads, the Samajas.
The who?
Samajas.
You do got one of those type of names.
Samaj.
Y'all, if this is not recording, Samaj did not press the record button.
Let me check again since you want to be an asshead.
Because
you know that meat.
Take a picture of it. Look. No. Don't do it. Don't do it to him. He don't deserve that. I believe you.
I'm about to call cuz and have him set the attitude back straight. I got his Instagram.
He gonna beat you the fuck up. Keep talking about it. Let me call him. He gonna come down here. He gonna be like, yo.
And we both got them. Yeah, you know, bitch. You feel me? Oh, my fuck. You clap real quick.
You about to clap.
Also, can you, after you clap, can you hit the pause button for me? Thank you.
No.
Yeah.
Pause,
nigga. All right, so.
Don't ever tell me to make it clap. That's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's insane, brother.
Yeah, why do white niggas think that, like, gay jokes is, like, the like most, the like, funniest shit on the planet?
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, like, it's not, it's so much more funnier shit than, like, grabbing your homie dick or something.
Oh.
Because they, white niggas get into, like, they get into that. Like, I'm pretty sure every white nigga seen their man's meat.
I would think so. I would think they don't care. Like, such and such got a little pecker.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Josh got
a pecker.
Josh got a little small weenus.
Small weenus.
They call it a teenus. Yeah. Tiny penis.
A teenus. I got to get some more white friends. I take that back. I just regretted it as it came out.
What?
I was about to say I need some more white friends, but I regretted it.
I think there are financial perks to having white friends.
There is very much financial perks to have white friends.
Yeah, they know people. For the connections.
Yeah.
That's like another fraternity.
Do you think?
Just having having white friends, that's a fraternity for sure.
But do you think that niggas hoard their wealth?
What do you mean?
Like when a nigga get some money or get popping,
get some.
They
want to
alienate,
money.
And I feel like I understand it a little bit because you like,
get it.
I'm gonna get away from this nigga shit.
Yeah, I don't.
But do they ever come back and they spread that wealth?
I wouldn't come back. I ain't coming back.
Nah,
I would go back to the hood then in which I've moved away from. So like, what? if I go to like New Jersey, I'm gonna find a hood near New Jersey, and I'm gonna.
Why would you? You gonna go to another hood?
Yeah, I wouldn't go back to my hood.
Nigga gonna be nigga.
Them niggas know too much, and yeah. I know them too much.
Nigga gonna be in Maryland in the middle of somebody's hood, like yo, absolutely. I got y'all, but we'll come back to Philly.
Yeah, no, I just would turn into like they old head, like yo. Let me teach you something, yo.
I'm only gonna be they old head on the gram.
Do something bad, yo. Do all good things.
I'm gonna just post shit and say for motivational purposes only.
Yeah.
Post a ton of money. Hey yo, let me tell y'all something. Stop posting y'all kids in the front of their schools with their school name on the uniform, in front of y'all houses, in front of y'all blocks. Like, people are weird out here.
Niggas is crazy.
And I'm just like, damn, do people not think when they do that, or is it just like spontaneous? I just need y'all to slow down.
I think
down.
They don't think about that.
It's spontaneous. Yeah,
y'all need to think about that.
Why am I? I'm not thinking when I post this picture, someone's going to look in the background and come to my house and beat me up.
That's true. But also, in this world, you gotta look at shit like that.
Yeah, because I was on Instagram, and this is white nigga that was he was making ice. Like, that was his content. He makes different types of ice. Like, he made Skittles ice.
I like him.
It was cool.
Like Skittle juice ice.
Yeah, like it was like Skittle juice, and then it turned that into ice, and then you put it into a cup of like lemonade, and that was like
Skittles. I follow him. His name Dykes Ice.
Maybe. I don't know. But the nigga said.
What?
What's his name?
Sorry, I had a moment.
What's his name, bro?
No, it was, yeah. So what kind of ice is
that? What kind of ice is that?
Yeah, that two-tone ice.
What kind of ice is that?
Yeah, that double-sided ice.
That's that meat to meat ice.
Yo, y'all niggas, is something wrong with y'all.
But in one of his videos on Instagram, he said, "So me and my family just moved into this house."
Like, bro, like, what the fuck, bro?
And he was like, and we just realized there's a small window for crawl space, and he zoomed in.
Oh my god!
His fucking house. I said, bro, what the fuck? Like, somebody what the gonna fuck get you, like, dog? Like, niggas need. We need to bring back stealing from niggas. Like, what's up?
Bring back Shane. Bring back robbing niggas.
Bring back robbing niggas. Strong arm robbery, niggas.
Sounds like Airhead. Real shit, because it's like. Even like if you do I got a new house post. Yeah. I be thinking about like when I buy my first crib, I'm really not gonna take a pic in front of my crib. Like that's crazy.
That's why I took a picture inside
my
like
house. Inside is cool. Inside of it. Niggas be address out and then don't let you back up and see houses next to it. Then it's like
now you making it real easy.
If you in Philly, it's gonna be a house next to your house.
Cause now I'm robbing you and I'm robbing your neighbor that lives next
but
to
the
you.
Kids though, that should be like Fieri Charter School.
Yeah, literally. That is true.
Or they post a report card or a certificate, and they got the school name with the kid name on it.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, like it ain't that much social media to post, bro. Like, yeah, I don't know, right. I don't trust that shit.
Get real close.
Yeah,
take a picture of a young boy.
Or get technical and blur that shit out. It's a lady on the internet who sells new lives to people. I don't know if she gonna go to jail for
new lives.
Yeah, like a new identity.
On Instagram, don't see. Too. Aren't they all? So love me a little scammer chick.
What you could do with her though is like, say you know what I'm saying, you getting like denied for shit and all that.
Oh,
she give you
she
a new whole thing.
She sell CPN.
All that, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well then, yeah, I know of it. Yep. Shout out to her.
She be getting people like approved and shit for all types.
Yeah,
of
shout
shit.
Out to her.
But it's like that's illegal.
CPNs are illegal.
All right.
You just gotta, CPNs are legal, but I don't know about selling somebody a new life. That's.
Okay, well, I need to get a new one.
CPNs were originally created for like judges, celebrities.
Okay.
People like of high stature, so that way.
They don't get scammed.
Their information could be private.
Okay.
So they had to create a new line of. Don't ask me why I know all of this.
Well, it's time for me to restart. I think, they need to give us a second chance at life sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't understand. What the fuck?
How about that? Can I get another life? Can I get another like another a fresh start somewhere? Like
at least a credit restart at 25 or something.
Yeah,
bitch.
Like
I got the same credit for when I'm 17, 18.
I think a lot of shit should be forgiven after you reach 24. Like yo, you made it. Guess what, y'all?
No, 30.
You knew 30.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like you still be learning shit.
You
in your
do be
late
doing
20s.
Dumb shit at 25. You're
at
right.
30, you should know. Right. Like
yeah.
Stop
no,
applying
right.
for that
right.
fucking Abercrombie and Fitch credit card. It's fucking your shit up.
They have credit cards.
Yeah,
Crombie's new shit is all right though.
They do have.
That was not the point of my statement.
But now they gonna go crazy.
Abercrombie and Fitch, their new clothes.
Yeah, like they knew they rebrand.
Yeah,
it's none of that old shit. It's like some nigga that I know.
It's not made for niggers.
It's like the better version.
They don't got no hips.
Like
no
Gap.
Right, but they don't got the shit on there no more. Where it's like
nah, they don't.
Like,
don't make it look like Abercrombie.
But them stores look like rape huts back in the day, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Look like what?
Rape huts.
What was that even?
Are you going there and somebody try to touch your butt? I don't like that.
Oh yeah, I didn't like how dark it was in there.
Like,
they tried to
peachy.
Make it cool. They also told their people not to say hi. They had to say like what's
they
up.
They gotta say what's up. My friend got a job. And they had to wear flip flops.
Yeah.
At the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was part of their uniform. You had to wear flip flops.
That's some
because when you
shit.
Walk in, it's supposed to give you the beach vibe.
Yeah.
That cologne they had used to smell alright though.
What's up? Isn't that crazy? I'd be like, say hi to me, bitch. Yeah.
That's how they carry it now.
Yeah.
Like yeah, they took all that shit out of that joint.
Yeah, they got fly shit over there. I like it. It's very like PacSun-ish kind of.
Yeah, PacSun. I could never fit clothes in PacSun, so fuck PacSun.
Yeah, that's a fact though.
How you know that? It's a fact.
That I can't fit clothes.
Oh,
it's
on me. I got a black bomber vest from Forever 21 for $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fucking with that store now. They be having some shit for niggas in there. Tops.
What?
Forever 21.
Oh,
we having shit for niggas. I ain't know they had nigga section.
Yeah, that's fly.
Yeah,
Forever 21. Yeah, they got niggas.
I ain't know that though.
It's like Sense, or what's it? What's one that. Of those? Sense is a website like with two S's.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's kind of like the newer like
What happened, Samaj?
It's like the newer, like, Karma Loop.
Oh.
Like, where they got a whole bunch of clues on there. Like, just a whole
yeah, you said Karma Loop. Remember East Bay?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Mag?
Yeah, the magazine. Yeah. You used to open it up.
Niggas never bought a sneak off East Bay.
You bought a sneak I've never bought sneakers off of East Bay. But I seen them in there.
They had sneakers off of East Bay.
Motherfucker got some heat.
What's them shoes that had the rim on it? You could spin the rim.
Oh, that was
Heelys.
No, that's Star. What's his name?
Starberries.
Yeah,
everybody said Starberries in the catalog. I used to want this gym with the spinning rims on it.
You wanted those?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I used like to wear Shex.
From Payless?
I had a pair of Shex.
From Payless or the Shex Shex? Like two pairs. The Kamikaze Shex or
I was
the
a young bull?
Payless Shex.
Payless Shex.
Oh no, that's
I had one of the Payless Shex, and I had the ones that Shaq Gnosis.
The real ones.
Yeah, okay. Two pairs. I had
because Shaq had two shoes. He had his real shoes cool and ones. He had the budget shoes.
Yeah, the budget ones they were selling at Kohl's.
Yeah.
Niggas would go in there.
I remember Burlington Coat Factory was like a trip for niggas.
Yeah.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Remember that man got offended when we went out a couple weeks ago and I asked him where he got that Coogee sweater from? And I said, they got that at Burlington. And he got pissed. I'm like, nigga, they really did. The man who was asking if he could park behind you. We went to the same.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you got that from Burlington? And he, like, looked at me crazy. Said, I'm like, what?
He said, nigga, girl, please.
I'm like, nigga, they really do got that at Burlington Coat Factory.
You said, bro, I'm telling you right now.
You think you wearing that hot shit? They got that at Burlington.
All right.
No, Burlington is crazy to ask somebody they got some shit from Burlington.
That's a little crazy.
I'll be like, what you mean by that?
At the same time.
And that's the look he was giving, too. What you mean by that?
Yeah. At the same time, like, you mean, he said, I should really box your mouth.
But no.
We not saying, yo.
Oh, yo, yo, I got this from Burlington. I should really.
Meanwhile,
I should really box your mouth.
What you call it be having shit, too? What, box my mouth?
Should you ask me if I got something from Burlington?
Bro, let's
go back. I really might say that to her, like, girl.
What the fuck you mean?
You're talking crazy. At?
You might have a rummy one. You might have a rummy one.
And I'm like, why are you looking at me crazy?
Me and Lina wasn't there. He probably would have sweared up with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he'd have swung on you.
He would have got
yo, Mariah, we need some snacks, man.
Ask him like
I want
that.
A snack and we don't got
yo.
No, first of all, you ducking her smoke. And you going to ask her for a snack.
Yeah, Mariah wanted to know if she looked like a thumb.
Like a who?
Like a thumb.
That's what she said in the chat?
Yeah, that's what she said in the chat.
Is that what she was talking about?
Yes.
Because you said that.
You said
that. Do y'all see that screenshot I sent the other day where it said
500? No, because you didn't answer.
I didn't see that.
Okay, well, we're asking you now.
When it said, hold on, I'm going to answer. When it said 562 plus messages in 1 hour.
That's a little nuts.
I can't. If I come back in there, I can't. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I wasn't talking.
No,
I popped out for a week.
You was there for that, brother.
You absolutely was.
I didn't see that.
It wasn't in the main chat.
I didn't see that.
That's number one. It wasn't in the main chat.
Bro, I didn't see that.
It was in live pod talk.
It was in the live pod talk because she said, do I really look like a thumb? You put out a message.
I love my beautiful black queens.
Right. And then she came back and she said something. And then you kept responding to somebody else.
Yep.
I said, dog, you see this.
So now that we have your attention.
Get it out.
Please send us snacks. You don't look like a thumb.
Mariah, I do not know what to do with that information.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've never cursed you out, Mariah. I've never cursed you out ever, so.
You did. You just called her a thumb.
No, I didn't. I just begged her for snacks, so.
It's other people in there who can send snacks who haven't sent snacks.
Fruit strips.
You got, come on now. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on. I can buy my own fruit strips.
You got people in there that you can ask.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to everybody in our
shout out
Patreon,
to Discord.
Discord.
Oh, I got a couple of
we appreciate y'all. If you are not in the Discord, make sure you go ahead and
subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
So come in that bitch access. Swinging because they will bully you.
Yeah. But yeah, we're very inviting.
Yeah, it's nice in there.
Bro, it may seem a little weird, but it's fine.
It's nice. It's nice in there.
It's weird, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's,
you're accepted.
It's weird, but
it
it's fine.
It is definitely a weird. It's like
you see all the weird. Explanation, y'all. I wouldn't trust it. You know what I'm saying? So
you don't want money.
Exactly.
Got it. That's all right, here we go.
You had enough. You got enough. Go. Got it.
That's my topic for right now. Niggas who was raised right but want to be gangster. I encountered that this week.
Really?
And I'm trying to understand the psyche behind a nigga who got both his parents, or even sometimes one, because you know some one parent households hold it down.
Wolves.
But like, if you was raised correctly, why the fuck you so intrigued by being in it from the hood? I'm from the hood. I do not want to be in that bitch.
Yeah,
and I never wanted to be gangster. If you grew up nice and proper, stay away from the block. Ain't, you don't get no points for being on the block.
Yeah.
Like, niggas want to be drugged out, smoked out, shooting shit, fighting, all type of shit, and you don't got
to
do that.
They want a sense of, like, coolness.
There's no coolness in the streets, bro.
They think that it's cool. They think that the streets are cool.
Streets cool till you get locked up.
Streets is cool until they like, yo, let's go ahead and make this run, nigga. And then you got to go make a run.
And you
don't even know where you're running to. You just making that motherfucker. You don't even know what the fuck the run mean.
I wish a nigga would take me on a run and go on a crime. I'm going to get out my own
and
car.
And go on a crime?
Go on a crime.
It's very crazy. Go on a crime.
Go on a crime might be a good title, but I like
go
that
on a crime is nuts.
But nigga take me on a run and tell me and we go do some crime. I'm going to get out my car. I'm leaving the car.
Yeah.
And then I'm telling. Actually, I might call the cops on site.
Yeah.
You going to prison?
Yeah, we're out
of
here.
Or do this shit in somebody else's car. Don't get the fuck in my car and try to take me here. No, nigga, get out.
Yeah.
Walk.
Yeah. What do you think is pushing these young niggas, these young brothers?
The internet.
What's pushing these young brothers? Thick black blood in their skin come from the motherland. What makes these little
rappers.
Niggas? Who?
Name they bored.
Go ahead, name one rapper right now.
Not even close.
Can't do it.
I ain't beefing with no rap niggas. Who?
Right now.
KRS-One.
That nigga do it.
Yeah, who else?
What?
Rod Wave.
You want to talk about a nigga that's stealing?
Yeah. What's that about? What's that about?
That nigga steal. You ain't hear about that?
I seen the Boosie jump, but he taking other
bro,
people's
he shit. Took, they had lined them shits up. It was a 6-minute video on Twitter of just lyrics that he took.
Yeah.
From different artists. He took shit from Tupac, Jay-Z, Eminem.
He thought if he sung over a beat, they wasn't going to know he did Tupac lyrics.
He thought that just because he was singing the rap lyrics that niggas wasn't going to catch on to that. Brother,
you fat bitch. If you don't, brother, that's me, Rod Wave. Come on the podcast.
I mean, look, he's doing arena tours.
He is. People like
off
this guy.
Of that shit. Off of that shit.
People like Rod Wave.
They love Rod Wave, but I don't think they realize that they just singing the same
lyrics. Nigga said, many men.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many men.
You can be Rod Wave.
What? Fat joke?
No, you was just singing. Cool. That's crazy, bro.
I'm not that fat.
No, Rod Wave is
Rod Wave, fat. Rod Wave broke like, the stage.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. You know.
He got money, though. So
he can't skip a step. He can't skip. He that type of fat.
He probably can't skip.
Yo, in middle school, I went through a phase of trying to jump up 2 steps at a time, which I did successfully, but I realized I was like a weirdo. So I stopped.
You tried to jump up 2 steps at a time.
You know how you skip steps?
You tried to run up.
I ain't trying. I was doing it.
Run up?
I was doing a walk.
One foot?
I wasn't even running.
Next foot.
I wasn't
one
running.
Foot. I do it at the gym.
Like
going
up
the stairs.
Oh, yeah. That's because you got to get your heart rate moving first.
Yeah, I try to be. But also, I try to seem like a gym guy.
No, like gym guys don't do that. Gym guys are very calm. Niggas that kill the gym, they come in the gym very even.
That's their life. No, I try to make it look like I do this like.
For
like
real,
I
for
skip
real.
Steps for real.
How's your new gym been?
I love it. It's a sauna in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I just keep saying that.
Have you stopped bringing your phone in there?
I just realized it's a hot tub in there. You know?
Tell me what gym you go to later.
If you see me at that gym, just mind your business.
I go to LA Fitness.
Well, if you see me in the streets.
Nigga, you don't know. Are you bringing your phone in the sauna still?
No, I don't do that anymore.
So do you feel peace?
No, because I don't got a lock.
I need to get a lock. Where you put your phone in? In the locker?
Oh. Brother, I'm gambling.
You're 15? You smoking that shit.
Well, don't tell people what I got.
Nigga, you've been telling people. All
right, hold on. Yeah.
You told everybody every chance you could have.
Any chance you get.
This is still an iPhone 15.
Yeah.
What is y'all talking about?
But no, do you feel a sense of solitude in the room with the thing? Without your phone?
Without my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I went to the fucking sauna. The last time I went to the sauna, it was all white niggas in there.
Dicks. They naked in the sauna?
Bro, huh?
They naked in the sauna?
This nigga, I went into the sauna, right? Open up the door. It's Hot Rocks. It's Kohl's right there. And then it's like, it's maybe like it's like 8 feet by 8 feet. Like, it's a small little joint.
There's
like,
not enough space to have dicks out.
Dog, why the fuck I walk in? This nigga had a towel wrapped around his like waist kind of, but it was loose.
Yeah.
And he was sitting down like this.
With
his legs open
towel
and his
up.
Balls right by the coals. Why the fuck is your white balls by the fucking
by the
sauna
coals?
Like, dog. And then when I walked in, he gonna tighten up like this, put his legs together. I'm like,
no, he squeezed his balls together for you.
Dog. I go sit down and he eased back up again.
Yeah, can you go ahead? Because I can't.
That.
Thank you.
Pause, nigga.
Weirdo.
Weirdo hurts. That. Weirdo hurts. Hurts.
That hurts.
Also, that's like, you say your mic up there like that is...
Oh. Like, what's up with her?
She's... I'm telling you that dick.
Listen, shut up.
Make you act for this motherfucker.
Oh, I had a question.
She's holding the mic in between
her between her titties. Just, this is what you mean, make you do.
You took a picture and was like, wish this was you.
Where you going tonight? Okay.
Yo.
Oh, Kurt. You acting.
Come on.
You down bad.
No, I consider it up. Up good.
Down up.
Oh, I agree. I'm up good.
You was about to say you down up.
All right. Filled up good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl.
Speaking of being filled up,
girl.
Fake designer clothing. Is that a mental issue?
Is that a mental issue?
Because I seen somebody on Twitter was like, if I could pay $50 for something that costs $1,000, why wouldn't I pay for that? But also somebody said, yeah, but why would you want to look like, why would you want to have that on if you know like you can't afford that? Like what race like are you racing?
Are you selling a
I
fake?
Believe in getting like dupe purses.
I believe in dupe shoes, but it depends. I never had any dupe sneakers, dupe but I've been seeing them on TikTok. It's people that specialize in that on TikTok, like chicks that be having the DH Gate plug and them shoes be looking DH real legit.
DH Gate issued the nice bags.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, because we put so much shit in a bag, like a bitch puts her life in her purse. So if
that.
I can get the same quality, so to speak, in a bag that no one's going to recognize.
Yeah.
I understand. Purses.
Like my airport bag, my bag that I take to the airport, it's a fucking dupe. I get compliments on this bag every time I go to the airport.
Yeah.
No one knows until now. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? It's my
airport
bag.
I understand bags. I respect bags. Shoes.
Shoes is fucking crazy.
That's because I walk on them and that shit can really fuck up my whole life.
You mean shoes or sneakers?
Yes.
Shoes I wouldn't do.
Yes.
Shoes, like say if I got like some shit like some red bottom Jones.
Sneakers, brother.
Yeah, sneakers. Sneakers are a little different only because I never got them yet. I feel like I'm going to buy some. But this girl on TikTok.
You never got what? Sneakers?
No dupe, like no dupe sneaks. But this girl on TikTok, she be having them Jones. I'm like, where the fuck you getting them from? Like, she be putting the link and all that. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also, like, I care more about, like, the
you're a sneaker collector, though.
Comfortability of it.
But what if it's the same comfortability?
Well, then, yeah.
Because some of them come from the same exact factory.
Yeah, if it still feels comfortable, I don't give a fuck.
The way if I worked in a factory, I would make a killing in the U.S. if I lived in China. And I would like be on TikTok sneaking around.
The way they
like,
would kill you if you did that and you worked in China.
They would cut your arm off. Cut off the arm that you stole.
Yeah. But no, I think that designer, like, if I don't know, cause some things is like the New Balances is one that I've seen that really look legitimate.
Newbies.
But everything else has been kind of looking shitty looking. But I don't know, I remember I used to have fake Heelys.
Here's the thing, I don't think it's anything wrong with
dupes.
Yeah, the problem that I have is like a lifestyle that you're creating.
It's not real.
And it's like you want to look like something that you are not. And that is also very
mental.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, if you want to look nice, there's tons of like things that you could do and invest in brands that you can invest in where you don't have to do that. And also you don't, because niggas be complaining that like, I don't know, like, yo, why shorties always think that they I gotta take him there, I gotta take him there. It's like, nigga, you out here
perpetuating
the funk.
This life like you need
here,
that.
Yeah, like you out here trying to make your shit look like you fucking
like you that.
Nigga, you is not a ball player, nigga. You's a regular nigga. Like,
yeah.
So be that. And don't be surprised when she wants you to take her somewhere crazy. Like, niggas be like, why she wanna go to Fogo de Chao, nigga? Cause you wearing Christian Dior shoes, nigga.
Can we get dupe steak? Dupe restaurants.
Like fake.
We need a dupe.
Like Fico de Chao?
Yeah, we need a dupe restaurant.
Yeah. Like Roof Crisp?
Yeah.
Roof Crisp.
Let me touch.
That's what it is. A fake restaurant? Oh, they have those. They're just regular restaurants.
I was about to say, like, what?
As like they're like the step down. So, like, I don't know. What would be like the fake Roof Crisp? Is that like Fridays?
The fake Roof Crisp would be Mission Outback. Barbecue. Outback is good though.
Yeah,
I had Outback for the first
time.
It's a
steakhouse. It's a step down. It's still steak.
Yeah,
Outback.
But you would just have
Outback
to.
You could get fucked up at Outback. Yeah, but Huckleberry
they,
Hooch.
You tell her you gotta say it like it's a fancy restaurant. Ubuck. You mean we're going to? Where are we going for dinner? Are we going to?
See,
Ubuck?
Outback is far and few between though, right?
Ubuck. What do you mean?
Well, how many? Because there ain't that many Outbacks in the
Sydney,
area.
Sydney, Australia.
You know, what's that restaurant that's inside of every hotel parking lot?
Are you talking about Outback, brother?
Is it Outback or is it Ruby about? Tuesdays?
You're probably talking about Ruby Tuesdays.
Tuesdays in every
parking
lot.
You're probably talking about Ruby.
Have you ever been to Fridays?
I have.
Fridays they had them big ass old school seats and shit.
Yes.
With the ice cream. What else I used to go to?
Are you thinking about Friendly's?
Friendly's.
You're thinking about Friendly's, brother.
Friendly's, yes.
They had the best fucking grilled cheese sandwiches.
Friendly's is a good joint.
My God.
Yeah.
Boy would be shitting after them joints.
The ice cream, the grilled cheese.
Yeah, Friendly's used to have like melts. Friendly melts. I'm going to tell you the best chain restaurant in that of whatever.
Era.
Yeah, would be Chili's from 2004 to 2009. Yeah, like it kind of stopped when I was in high school being good. They had this chocolate molten cake.
They still got that bitch.
They still got it. It ain't the same.
Yeah.
Shit don't be hitting like how I used to.
This is the second one he said today.
I'm telling you, the onion
bloom.
It's
the same bag.
Niggas never had an onion bloom before.
I used to think that was weird as shit. The fried onion joint.
Yeah, and it come out like
come out in his, yeah.
Dog, that shit go hard. You ain't never had that?
My mouth watering. I'm hungry as a bitch right now.
That's Bloomin' fat. Onion? They used to have the deals. Chili's?
Nothing. Baby Mariah, backwards. We hungry.
So shout out to Chili's. I don't know.
I took many a woman to Applebee's on the first date.
I wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah.
That's some teenage. I was young, though. That's some young boy shit.
Yeah, that's some young boy shit.
That's a fly date as a young boy. Movies and at Chili's, Applebee's? Cause how much money do we really got? This is my mom money.
Yeah,
my mom gave me $50 for the night. Go make something.
I guess nowadays it's different, huh? Young boys moving crazy.
No, but you can really go to an Applebee's and Chili's date with a chick that you cool with, cause it's a lot. You especially if y'all drink,
it's fun.
Or you can get that sample appetizer joint. Where you like 5-6 appetizers for like $10. Yeah. Remember them potato skins they used to have with the cheese in it and the bacon.
And you can get them in the grocery store now, too.
Like you can buy
like
frozen.
The loaded joints, right?
Yeah, loaded potatoes. Yeah, yep.
Yes, I like that. Yeah, my favorite thing to do on dates is like people watch. I enjoy
you got to be
narrow.
You got to have a window seat or
we
no?
We be talking shit about people.
This is
and
not
we
nice,
try
man.
To guess. We try to guess like, you know, what's their story? What's this guy's story right here?
Are you talking about from the window or just in general?
Yeah, in general.
Or is it from
inside?
The window to the wall?
Huh?
Yeah. To the sweat drop down the balls. To that white man's balls in the sauna.
Ew, you're...
That sweat was dropping.
Yeah.
Because my sweat was dropping. I had to get up out of there.
People watching.
Do you do that? Do you
I like water watching. I also got a spot on Kelly Drive where I watched that. I'm sure many and thousands of people think this day spot, but it's also mine. On Kelly Drive, where you look over and you see Boathouse Row. And you see the highway and the cars and shit. I sit there. Sometimes about, you know, take somebody there or I go there and smoke and chill. That's a good little romantic free date.
What's the thought that goes through your mind?
You have to bring accessories for that type of date. You have to bring, it's always food with it.
Yeah.
A game, like a card game or just something, an accessory. You got to have a conversation starter. And what I have been liking in recent years is the invention of a lot of these card games. Because I ran across one recently at a black-owned store. It's a store in Willow Grove called Philly Shared. And it's a young woman who puts Philly businesses and some like across the states in her business to get them prepared for retail. It's in the mall.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a card game and I was like, it's a good... dates should never be bored with stuff like that because a lot of those questions are... It's about 50 cards and it's with questions. So we go on a date and I'm like, let's play this little card game. I think that's pretty dope to open up because the question was simple. But it's like it opens us up if we don't know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's like an easy conversation starters.
Yeah, I did a pee and sip on the water before.
Yeah, on a
that's
boat?
That's nice.
Or? Yeah, no.
That boat, like that should be piece of plaza.
The same joint that you said. Like, oh, yeah. Sitting on the joint right across from like Boathouse Road.
Yep.
Bottle of water.
That's fly.
Pee and sip. Get a little blanket out. You get one of the little small easels.
Yep.
Joints that you had at the... June, you sit them out, get you a bottle of wine.
You was on a blanket?
On a blanket, just painting.
Yeah, you fucked on that blanket?
I'm a date master, brother.
You fucked on that, Joe?
No. Cause that's can't fuck on that blanket, brother. I can't fuck
everything is about sex with him.
Yeah, what is wrong with him?
I know Mrs.
He's an animal.
Jesus Christ.
Mrs. Cock Meat Sandwich is not talking about some sex.
He fucking,
she came in the group chat real happy this week.
You did?
No, I did not.
Yes, you
I don't
did.
Know. It sounds like you came in with a little bit of excitement.
A little bit of vigor.
I did. I didn't.
Is it time for announcements?
It's been time, yes, actually. Okay. Thank you.
So
dun 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 dun.
All right,
go ahead.
Okay, so we have a live show in Charlotte, which is the next live show.
Yes.
It's gaining speed, guys. It's picking up. So we need you, if you're listening to this right now, we need you to go ahead, copy a ticket. Not only should you cop a ticket for you, cop a ticket for your grandma, okay? And if you cop a ticket for your grandma, make sure you have her bring her little boyfriend, the smelly dick. She, you know, because you know it's old. He's old niggas. They just, I'm pretty sure it stinks. I'm pretty sure he got a smelly dick.
Probably. I mean,
I'm pretty sure he's
probably
old.
Probably hard to get down there. Yes.
A lot. Smelly dick ass nigga. But you invite him to our live show because we don't talk about him these days.
And he'll have a good time. I mean,
have a great time.
He's not the only person there with a smelly dick, let's be honest.
There's going to be a lot of old smelly dick niggas in that room.
It's going to be a lot.
It won't be.
Yes, it will.
It's going to be a lot of smelly dick niggas up in the place.
Bring it. You mean they're willing to spend a bag?
The smelly dick niggas will spend a bag.
Come on now. So all I'm saying is
smelly dick.
Yeah.
If you haven't bought your tickets to the Charlotte show, make sure you do so
immediately.
Also, we have other dates. I'm waiting for Lur to send me the link so I could put it in the link tree.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I did send you one.
When?
I sent you the DC drum. The same as soon as you asked.
This nigga lying.
Well, all
he's lying, Your Honor.
Yeah. But we got the other dates next year that will be in the bio tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
And that is for Washington, D.C. We are also booking a lot more dates. So
yeah, we're waiting for the response, but there's a few other cities. Just hang tight for the big announcement, guys. Yes. And then when you see that we're in a city that you're in or a city near you, pull your wallet out. Pull the card out.
Speaking of big asses.
Do it. Yes, they are.
The big ass party.
Woo! Big ass karaoke
big
party.
Big ass karaoke party is January. Yes.
Yep, that is it's on the 13th. So make sure you come to that. Come sing your heart out.
Yes,
we're gonna have drinks. We're gonna have prizes,
food,
merch, food. I think they sell food at the Winston. It's at the Winston in Philadelphia.
Great fucking venue.
So yeah, we're in the Emerald Room. It's gonna be a good time.
Are they gonna have little meatballs on toothpicks?
I
like those.
I'll see if I could hook that up.
You'll see when you get there.
Yeah,
for fuck's
yeah.
Sake.
You'll see when you.
Yeah, they got the meatballs.
We're trying to get like a sponsor going for that. So.
The food.
Not the food.
Okay. I can make eggs and bacon.
You gonna bring that?
Yeah.
No.
Eggs a breakfast bar.
And bacon.
A breakfast
is
bar.
Crazy.
A breakfast bar.
It starts at 7.
First, so what? Night breakfast.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, that's always good.
This is insane.
Yeah.
That is
but
insane.
That's
it's
a good job.
It's gonna be a good time. So make sure y'all come out. And if you know how to sing, we need you because I like.
Yeah, but if you really can sing, like, don't sing for the whole song because you're gonna embarrass everybody.
Yeah, but also that's the point of the awards though. They're called the Navies, like the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
we're gonna
so
sell
cute.
Them, and they're gonna look like little Grammys.
Can I dress up as Vanna White and help present?
Who?
Vanna White and help you present them.
The trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Come.
But and so make sure y'all buy your tickets because they got meatballs on sticks. Now yes. That I've been assigned to meatball on stick duty, there will be shower. What is it called? Baby shower meatballs.
Baby shower meatballs.
Can
you
I ask a question?
What? Meatball and stick duty.
Oh wait.
Thank you.
Make sure the link for the tickets are in the description of this episode, in every episode going forward.
Period.
Per.
What do they do with the jelly on meatballs? What is jelly on meatballs?
Is jelly on meatballs?
That's like a baby shower thing.
Jelly?
Yeah.
Am I
tripping?
Is it jelly on meatballs?
Yeah, am I losing something?
No, I didn't know it was jelly on meatballs.
Yeah, they be doing a jelly meatball thing.
What the fuck? Samaj, you want on this?
No. See, I don't know anything about that.
Easy grape jelly meatball recipe.
That's new.
Jelly.
Well, I'll hear that be at the Jones.
Grape jelly. Oh, is that what makes it so moist?
Yeah, I think it's one of them ingredients like, that you put that'd be like, you mean?
It's silent, but it's there. Like, yeah. It's not really there.
That's like when
there.
They put pickles in chicken shit.
Yeah. Or mustard and macaroni and cheese.
I hate that.
Mustard and what?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
It's like Dijon mustard.
Oh, that's
I hate it.
That ain't real mustard.
Yeah.
That's black niggas' names.
Less effect. Dijon. It's a football player somewhere with that name. Hungry. Basketball player.
You hungry?
You are? Oh. Guess what?
We're potty. Too bad, so sad.
But that's one of them secret ingredients that I wasn't aware of.
Shout out to the niggas that's putting jelly in their fucking in the sweetest.
Yeah,
meatballs.
I never.
That is crazy. I like the whole I like that has become a thing. The what is it called? Like baby shower meatballs and niggas wearing
the outfits?
Burberry.
Yeah.
Like I like that.
Because we make shit fun. Black people make shit fun.
We do.
We might kill each other every day. But we make shit fun.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Jesus.
We might hate each other sometimes on the internet. But we make shit fun.
I hate a lot.
I do. Kids. You know what I understand? What I don't understand is
what it means.
When somebody had one of them parties.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, you know, couple's steam party and 40 couples come through the door. It's like, how y'all got that many married friends? Am I missing?
I think about that all the time.
How the fuck you got 8 different married couples as friends that all came to your house?
Yeah.
Where they come from? Is that
are
they, like a,
and are y'all all like together? Do y'all all talk shit about each other behind each other's
for
back?
For sure. Absolutely. It's a shit talking circle. For sure.
Yeah. But also, sure, you got to think, sure, like, who's the worst couple?
The people that
record
the video.
They
got to
be the worst.
The host?
The host of the party? You think they're the worst? They probably be like, all right, get ready because they're going to be recording us.
Which I think is funny because, like, at least out of 8 of them couples, 1 or 2 of them or 3 of them is ready to break up, but they feel like it's going to fuck the dynamic of the whole shit up.
You think they're worried about their friends?
For sure. Hell yeah. Gotta be.
You think they're worried about like how they're going to look to
that
their
is,
friends?
That is a big factor when people are leaving people. You think about
what friend do you does the couple decides to
either tell or like if your identity is tied to some, or you might lose that group of friends.
Cause that's
you,
what I was about to say. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, in a breakup, you ever see the movie
Breakup,
Crazy Sexy Love?
Mm-mm. Oh, with Mike. Ryan.
Ryan Gosling. But the thing is, him and his wife, they divorced.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, we're choosing your wife over you. Like, he gave him like a goodbye gift and everything. And Michael Scott was just like, what the fuck? Like, I knew you longer. No, the guy, him and his wife broke up, and his friend, who he thought was his
chose
friend,
the wife.
Chose the wife. Him and his wife was like, yeah, we like her better.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck? I knew y'all longer. And he was like, take care, like, you know. Yeah. He was just like, what the fuck? So that's the thing, like,
that's not no friends
do,
I want though.
Who do the family, who does the couple, like,
who do you get
who do you go to in a divorce?
Yeah,
I'm sticking with my homies. Like, yeah, man, it just is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm not really.
But what if they marry like Rihanna or somebody like
I'm going
that?
With Rihanna.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah,
like I just gotta
sell my
hands out.
I can be bought. I'm
like
viable.
I'm doing a whole bunch of fun stuff with this famous person.
You think I'm not about to get back on the boats because you wanted to fuck up your marriage,
brother?
Because you ain't want to stick around for a little bit longer,
brother.
Because
you ain't want
to. At least before you about to break up, give me like a year advance so I could try to finesse some richness for myself.
Come on.
That way, like, I can look loyal to you.
Talk about it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Talk about it. I'm with it. I'm definitely ready.
In a divorce, what about the pets in a divorce?
You could keep that little shit.
No.
What?
I know. Niggas be getting attached to their little fucking animals.
I'm keeping my cat.
They be fucking getting attached and shit.
I'm keeping my cat. Nobody can steal my cat.
Somebody could come steal the cat that I own.
You no. Like your little cat,
man. I hate that little nigga.
Your cat is so
his name Catman Do?
His name is Bo.
That is not that cat's name.
His name is Bo.
That cat's name is Tiny.
That Bo?
They call
that
him Bo? Tiny. I call him Bo.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a name for him, and when I had to get him checked in, I just picked the name that was closest to boy. So I just put B-O, and then I was like, I can't put Y, so I got to put another letter here.
B-O-W?
So I just put B-O-E.
What if you... Why didn't a nigga like Jamal or something?
Ew.
Ew.
Quantravius.
Ew.
Quantravius?
No.
I went to What's the Funplex John? It's kind of like a Dave and Buster's. Skyzone? It's like Level Up or some shit like that.
Oh, Next Level.
Next.
I started making shit up.
What is it called? It's called, what's the name of the joint where they got like all the games in there and stuff like that? Went there for a birthday party. What the fuck is it called?
It's green.
They got one down here.
Where?
It's in the gallery.
Oh, that's what me, you, and
Oh.
It's like Level Up.
Damn, I'm actually taking my kids there. What is that fucking place called?
Somebody's gonna have biological kids, y'all. Yeah.
I meant my.
Yeah. First time listening, they're gonna be like, oh, she a mom?
No, fuck y'all.
But no, I know what you're talking about.
But
though.
Yes, we went there. I gotta look and kids are just so fucking bad.
They stupid.
Kids are so fucking bad. I was there with a designated group, people that I like. They're really cool. And,
Is it round one?
I think so.
Yeah, that's
I think
it's
called round one. And Main Event was the one that we went to. It was called Main Event, but it's just like that. And there's this game where it's sand on the board and you slide the slider on the board to try to get yours closest to the line. Everybody's texting.
I'm sorry, Lana.
Everybody's fucking texting.
I apologize.
Texting. Okay, what is she even doing?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. It's a line around the corner.
Oh, I'm not. No, well, I was listening to you.
What did I say?
When you went to Main Zone.
There you go. AutoZone.
Main event.
It was a line around the corner. That's in Delaware, though.
I didn't say it was a line around the corner. Nobody mentioned the line at all. I didn't mention the line at fucking all.
Main Event is in Delaware.
It is. That's where I was.
Oh, why you see it out here?
I know. I was in Maryland.
They got one in, but that's Delaware. Well, not really.
Main Event.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Maryland.
I took my
niece
there before.
Yeah, it's fly.
They got this, the ropes, the things you can climb above people.
With the is it an adult?
Yeah, they didn't have that one.
Like one of those adult parks, or is it for kids?
They have
for
both kids. Yeah, it was. But anyway, I went and kids are just fucking bad. Kids are fucking evil.
Yeah,
I hate them.
They get in there and they just release all inhibitions.
They act like fucking.
They act
idiots.
Like animals.
I'm over here trying to teach my young boy how to play pool and shit. This is a young group of niggas over here playing on this little slidey game, John, and they was just. Trying to
they
throw
just
the puck
in the shit
as hard as they could.
They just like me for real.
And I said, bro, why? What the fuck
puck,
is
the
you
puck
doing?
Be flying out when I'm excited?
Brother.
Because
it wasn't, no,
it
they weren't
hard.
Playing air hockey. It was like these little, there. It was like these little metal, like disc things that people, because people play a game where there's sand on the board and you slide them on the board. And they were taking them and they were just throwing them. They were trying to throw them as hard as they could.
Hurt.
Until it flew off the track. And then once one flew off the track.
Because you're supposed to finesse it till it hit one
they of ran.
Land somewhere.
Of
they
course,
ran.
That'd be another thing that
And then they
me
came
off.
Back once everybody like dispersed from the area that the joint had flew off at. They came back and then started doing it again. I'm like.
You should have tripped one of them niggas.
I want it. Yo, and that's the thing. I need
I've
to start,
done that before.
I need to start off. Being like a kid vigilante. Like just beat up kids. Whenever they start acting stupid.
You're going straight to jail.
When I was in high school and we used to do stuff like that for my brother's birthday, we would go up in the little rope tunnels. Little kids would be mean some shit. I'd be pushing them. I might kick them. Fuck you, little dusty-ass, dirty kids.
I never got in them little tubes. I was scared.
Yeah, that's a scary
game. I like it in there.
They're so tight.
Y'all ever went to the like the jungle gyms at like McDonald's?
No.
Yeah, bring those back.
COVID is in there.
Well, before COVID.
Mm-mm.
It was COVID.
COVID started in there.
That's where it started at for sure.
But it's like that was like when restaurant. Now every restaurant is trying to be modernized and simple, like no colors. It look like a cafe. It's like that shit look ass.
Gross.
Like bring back the dirty, like the lime scale on the little bubble screens on the slide. You know what I'm saying?
The little bubble screen.
You know the screens, the slide had the bubble out. Where you can see right through it.
Yes.
Yeah, when they had lime scale and shit on it. Lime scale
in on
that motherfucker. Bring that shit back.
Yeah, I'm in on that. I agree.
Who invited us out tonight? Because I'm not going.
You're not going? I ain't going.
All right, Pat.
That was Adrian.
All right, cool. Love you, A. But yeah. But I never gotten that in the ball pit. I ain't never getting that. Are you hear they just discontinued the band in Chuck E. Cheese?
Did they?
The fake band, yep.
Why?
I feel like they think kids don't like it no more. They discontinued it.
That is scary. I haven't had pizza from Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
Now it's called Pasquale's. You can order off DoorDash. It's a ghost kitchen, quote unquote.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But it comes from Chuck E. Cheese.
It comes from Chuck E. Cheese.
It's called Pasquale's Pizza or something like that.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Pasquale's?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube first, and then
I'm about to look it up on the damn.
They said that they'd be putting old slices of pizza back together on the.
Probably.
I should order some of that tonight.
Sprinkle some cheese.
No, they just put that shit right back together.
How you spell Pasquale's?
You just type in
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese on DoorDash.
Oh, DoorDash.
Or whatever. Grubhub.
I'm on Grubhub. Oh, Chuck E. Cheese. Closed. It won't even let me.
Damn.
However, it's
letting me order because it's Chuck E. Cheese not too far from my house. It's letting me order straight from the fucking Chuck E. Cheese site.
I'm telling you.
Really excited. Yeah, I heard about that. God. I've seen it.
I wish I'd have known about this on Thanksgiving.
Damn.
For fuck's sake. Chuck E. Cheese got to get a stuffed crust.
I wish I would have knew about this on Thanksgiving.
Chuck E. Cheese got to get a stuffed crust. See, and then they'll be okay.
That's because they got to put out 60 pizzas for every kid's party. They're not doing no stuffed crust.
You're right.
That's they got to do it. It's, right. It's all about volume. Yeah. It's all about, you mean, what's the time?
I'm looking.
Let me see. I don't like Facebook complainers. People who complain places like they on Facebook, whether it be like, say if somebody got a business and they like, I hate how y'all can't just hit me up, or I hate how nobody this, that, and third, or don't just DM me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say what's up first, or blah, blah, blah. Or I hate how niggas be like this. But it'd be Facebook complaining. It'd be like, it's just like, what's your target audience in these complaints? And then if you run a business and you complain about your client base, you're alienating your client base.
Because they can see
it. Oh, the companies are complaining.
No, the people. We're going to say company. We're going to say the people that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, say if you're selling candy.
Yes.
And you like, nobody ever hit me up to see how I'm doing. You always want to see up a candy I got. Or all y'all care about is when I'm dropping new candy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, we here for the fucking candy, nigga.
And you're doing this from your candy page?
From your candy page.
Brother. What are you even doing? What are you talking about? Yeah, like, people, they do piss me off when they, I hate when people complain about nobody buying their stuff. It's like, then look eternally.
Look internally and see what the problem is.
Figure out what the problem is with you. If you're not selling something, maybe the product isn't good. Maybe your pitch isn't good. Maybe your marketing isn't good.
Maybe you're Ross Clark.
Maybe you are a roster clerk.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like,
stop
bro.
Saying that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe you are a roster clerk. I don't know.
Stop you could saying be. That.
Niggas just, I don't know. Like, they complain about a lot of shit, and then it's just like, nigga, maybe it's you. Maybe this isn't for you.
Or maybe.
Niggas was really selling platters during the fucking pandemic.
He said nothing.
Or maybe. Yeah. Shout out to all of the kitchens that opened up during the pandemic. That used
the people's houses.
Yeah. Niggas was cooking. Niggas was selling plates out there, bitch.
I was in LA at the time.
Not me.
Order alcohol with our like Uber Eats and shit. And
you can order alcohol with Uber Eats in LA.
In LA, once COVID started, that's how they were keeping their businesses open. They was letting you order liquor and shit with your food, and they was delivering it to you, and it was the best.
Philly sucks.
Yes, it does.
Philly fucking blows.
Philly stinks.
Philly sucks.
We had to go to Delaware to get liquor in the pandemic.
We did.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah, like to the point where my niggas was making it a business. Mar was doing deliveries.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, I'm making a run
the
today.
The liquor store
I'm
was closed?
Yes, all of it.
And he would be like, I'm making a run to
Delaware.
To Delaware.
You just had to pay him like a fee.
Yeah.
He would pick your liquor up.
He put like an extra $5 on top.
That was kind of smart.
Really smart. That's a hustler type.
Hustle niggas are dangerous. They'll hustle anything.
I'm very afraid.
I was too lazy to hustle.
No, we tried.
No, we was hustling at our houses.
T-shirts. We tried to hustle.
We wasn't
that hustle. Yeah, no, not a go out and do something hustle. We was a we'll make shirts for you,
or go film a documentary.
Yes, that did happen in the pandemic.
Who did the documentary?
You did.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, that was a mini doc.
That was a documentary. Rush tried to throw mini in there
like it was no big deal.
Yeah, well, that was just a mini
it was
doc.
Just no biggie.
See what it was.
Let's wrap this up, fellas.
Yes. All right.
Can we get the outro, please, before we...
Oh, that's right. I got to control
it. We finna roll up out of her.
Sorry. That is me. That's on me. What did...
What you smiling at?
What did whatchamacallit say? Just fine, fine.
Oh, something else I'm not a part of. Got it.
Wow.
Shut up, Simone.
No.
Be quiet,
wow.
Man.
No.
I'm sorry.
You should beat them up. Be whoever was responsible for spreading the word up, actually.
Yeah, right. Please.
If I knew, I would have told you.
You knew about tequila talk, didn't you?
Whoa.
I had no idea about that, right?
That's nothing to do with me.
This nigga ass.
That's nothing to do with me.
Hold on.
I didn't even do nothing.
It's quite literally okay.
I'm sorry so much.
You're really not.
I really am.
No, you're really not, but it's okay.
Have a hug.
I'm trying to find the outro. Where the fuck is the outro at?
Not on that 15. Shout out to the truck drivers. Shout out to librarians. Why didn't you say Liberians? Fuck. Shout out to the Liberians. Shout out to the lunch ladies. I feel like we thought lunch ladies was old, but they probably was like 32. So shout out to the lunch ladies.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to people that know both their grandmoms and grandpops. I named one of my grandpops. Shout out to people who... work in for the city because y'all got good jobs.
Okay,
y'all got good job. If you work for the city, you blessed with a solid job. All even right. though you probably get ready? Paid more, mm-hmm. you get a pretty solid foundation package, benefits package.
Yeah,
that's all that matters, right?
That's everything. Yeah, that's all that matters.
My gym of the week is don't get benefits attached to your job because what happens when you quit your job? Then you got our benefits.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's my gym.
My gym of the week is life is short. Go scam somebody.
That was your gym last week.
Really easy.
You mean it? That means you mean it?
That means I mean it. That means I'm following through. I'm trying to scam a nigga.
Hey, yo. It's motherfucking
late night
with
Blair
and
Lionel.
And we out this bitch. All right, we got to take our thumbnail photos.